Yeah, it was a shock. It was sent out to an internal email on, to everybody who has the University of Evans email or Evansville email. And then they, obviously sent the release to the media and all of that. And it kind of took off then, but it came out of the blue. There were very few details other than, UE said that, there were Title IX infractions, but the Title IX has taken on such a different just kind of shape. It was passed in 1972. Like you said, the emphasis of it was always on gender equality, having the same amount of scholarships for women and men and all that. But it's kind of shifted in recent years to focus more on sexual conduct, I guess. So, to make sure people aren't doing sexually suggestive jokes and inappropriate touching or making physical advances and all that sort of stuff. It's kind of all encompassing. So we still don't know the details of what exactly was involved in the allegations, but in the city of Evansville, there was 3 weeks of silence. So the people were left to just kind of circulate rumors and allegations that they've heard. And, this, it kind of took on a life of its own, I guess.